put it on your face. Put it on your face. You look like a luchador. Show the camera, please. Oh, these are amazing.
It's a little stinky.
Wow.
You're so cute.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
These leggings are nice.
These ones are nice. Also, too, we forgot extra change of clothes. Yes. So, but
don't
if we wear the blanket, why not?
Because the illusion.
I don't like. Are we really fooling anybody?
I don't know.
Do you think anyone would have noticed if we wore the same clothes 2 weeks back to back?
I don't know, actually.
Do you think anyone notices or thinks about that?
It's hard to know.
I can't even remember what I wore yesterday. So, like, but it's
that's
on
fair.
Film.
Mm-hmm.
Film. It's on camera.
I mean, it's fine.
When we talk about a show for so long, and then I'm like, well, what do we vamp about now?
I know.
Like, genuinely.
You know what we could vamp about?
Oh, really?
Y'all were right. We talked 2 episodes ago about The Secret Life of the American Teenager and
oh
the very
God.
Strange religious overtones. Y'all were right.
Are they overtones? Because I feel like it's just a tone.
That's fair. We accidentally sort of figured it out on our own in between recording that episode and when the episode went live. So by the time the episode went live and you guys left us comments about Brenda Hampton being the same producer for Seventh Heaven and trying to do this like sort of weird
we technically figured out on
twist.
Our own
but kidding. Yes, no, I mean you guys were right. We saw
you guys were
your
so right.
comments.
God, it is.
I've been thinking about it more too.
The show or Brenda Hampton?
Both.
Okay.
I feel like it's even more insidious what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it would be one thing to make a show from a blatantly Christian perspective where they're shoving Christian values down your throat,
yeah,
which is toxic and shitty and is not a thing that we should be subjecting impressionable children to.
I know, I can't.
But what they're doing is like way worse, actually, because in the beginning of the show, when Amy first finds out that she's pregnant, there's all this hullabaloo about whether she's going to get an abortion or not.
Yes.
And there is one character who is openly, outwardly Christian.
Grace.
Yeah, Grace throws this whole tantrum about it. Whatever. Nobody asked. Girl, go away. But all of the other characters in Amy's life tell her not to get an abortion. Her best friends, her parents. But they all say these things. Like her mom, there was this one line from her mom that I thought was really odd. That her mom was like, it's not a religious thing for me, honey. I really think it's wrong. And it's like this intentional effort to portray that even non-Christian people
still
know that abortion is the most terrible thing that you could ever do and like literally stop that.
But of course, Adrian, the school slut, is the one who would happily take her to get her an abortion and rip that baby out of her body.
It feels very
like,
loud.
Shut up. Also, too, the caricature of Latino culture in that
show. Oh my God.
Is
so racist.
Fucking offensive.
It's so offensive.
I'm not even a fucking brown person.
I know.
And like, it's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Like, also the like, coming and screaming, speaking in Spanish.
Yeah, the way that they all scream at each other in Spanish and the way that none of them can control their emotions and they're all just wild and crazy.
Are you gonna,
and, of course, that the Mexican woman is the only one who's openly sexual and not ashamed
of
it.
Literally.
Like, brown people are disgusting, apparently.
And promiscuous. Like,
ew.
Gross, gross,
fuck off,
gross.
Brenda Hampton.
Are you going to main channel react to that therapy scene? Or
I think I wasn't going to because the show is so old. And I was like, it's been there, done that. Like, people have picked this show apart, like, to death.
Yeah.
But we watched an episode. It's like our wind down sort of silly nothing
TV. It's a show that, it's a good show. It's good to have a show that you can throw on.
Yeah.
Play on your phone, but also if you need to just stop it abruptly.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's fine. Yeah. Where we just sort of talk over it and talk to each other
and
unpack our days
and
stuff.
Nothing from the story.
Yes. But we watched that most recent episode and there's a therapy encounter between Ricky and his therapist. That's so bad.
He threatened to
like
beat him up.
It's wild. So I'm like, I feel like I can't not talk about it now because I'm so annoyed about it.
I
just don't think I'm gonna be able to shut my mouth about it.
I also feel too, it's such a great, like it's what a wonderful time capsule of like one of the students finds out that another student is going to therapy and the whole school ostracizes them and calls them crazy
calls
and
them
a mental patient.
Yeah.
For going to therapy.
Yeah.
And then like, I
and
just
also
don't
going
think
to therapy for a really valid reason too.
Literally
like,
so.
And also, I'm pretty sure was being court mandated to go because he's in foster care.
Yes. But like,
which like it's valid to go on your own, obviously. But
of course, but also too, like I just like sometimes, you know, the Zoomers, the kids, like I just don't think they realize how much work.
Oh my god!
How far we have come.
Yeah, because like, that show came out when we were in high school.
Also, is there even a single gay character in that show, or like queer? I don't think there's a single queer character in that show, or even at least not yet as it is.
Yeah, not that I remember. Maybe there is, but I don't remember.
But I just, it is.
It's like, really offensive.
I'm glad we got rid of the fashion. I'm glad we got rid of the closed-minded views around, actually really about so many things.
Like everything, really. Yeah, the clothes and the closed-minded.
I'm not even like, I'm like a pretty PC person or whatever.
Sure.
But like, even when they were like, they're a mental patient, I was like.
Literally. Like, are y'all okay?
I was like, you can't say this.
And this is like 2009.
The relationship between the adults where it's just like this undertone. Actually, no, not even. It's just this tone.
Yeah.
Of like.
Pretty blatant.
Adults are always right.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid little kids.
Yes.
And also, what is with the teenage marriage angle?
I don't know. It's giving fundy culture.
Yeah.
Get married as soon as possible.
Trying to force his son into being married. If you don't know what we're talking about, you're like, who the fuck is the Sausage King?
Yeah. It's a whole thing. They're trying to orchestrate a marriage between two teenagers because they're in love.
They're in love.
And they've been in love for like 15 minutes.
Also, that boy is so problematic.
Oh, my God.
He has written like a fucking
white knight.
Like an incel. Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of incel-y.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's like the birthplace of like this weird. the white knight. Oh, gross.
Mr. Like
gross.
Saving the wounded, dumb, pregnant girl.
Someone had a conversation with me. They're like, well, if someone's donating money, doesn't that make them a good person? Like, no. It was like a rich person, like a millionaire or a billionaire or something.
No.
And I was like,
not inherently make them a good person.
No, literally the fuck. I was like,
lots
the fuck
of people
it
donate money and are shitty people. Hello. The show is so incredibly problematic. And it's interesting that that is less than 15 years old, I think.
2008?
It was like 2009, 15. 2010.
It's our time in high school, basically. Yeah. So 9 to 13, 14, mm-hmm. 15, 16. No, because I think it ended our last year in high school, actually.
I think it did, too.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just remembered the son, Grace's brother,
yes.
And what's her name? Oh, I want a hot dog real bad.
Oh, my God. Jennifer Coolidge. What was that?
What was she doing in the show?
I was more concerned about the plot line where a child was able to procure services from a sex worker. Yes, but yes.
What is going on?
I don't know.
What? And then he pulled out this fat stack of cash. Is there something like, am I going to learn? Like, are they funneling money out of the church?
I do not know.
Or something like what?
It was really off-putting and strange.
Also, that conversation with the football dude who is literally just like fucking jock Bryan Cranston from The Office. Andy. From The Office. He looks just like Krasinski. John
Krasinski?
Yeah, he looks like a jock version of John Krasinski.
He does?
He does.
I'll have to look at that.
Okay, Mickey's not agreeing with me, but that's my opinion.
I mean, you're valid in your
That is my
thoughts,
valid
but
opinion.
That was not my immediate...
Who did you think he looked like?
I don't know, just a dude.
Nah, he reminds me of like jock John Krasinski.
That's very interesting.
But... them being like, yeah, I could never talk to my dad about my feelings or something.
Mm-hmm.
And because Grace was like, you should go to therapy. You need it. And he's like, I would never. And he's like, keep your voice down. Don't talk about that here. Like,
hello?
What?
Yeah.
Also, do you find it offensive when people use the word shrink? Is shrink an offensive term?
I don't think it's offensive. It feels very old.
Like dated. It's like because that's what they called the dude in the Santa Claus movies too, right?
Yeah.
Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels very like old person.
It does.
It feels very.
I don't
like,
need no shrink to help me in my problems.
Yeah.
We were raised. We were just fine. We hit our kids and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I turned out just great.
Yeah. I think it's totally normal to hit children. And so therefore I'm completely well adjusted. Totally. I wasn't
totally well adjusted
traumatized at all by being abused as a child.
The only way I can communicate with small human beings is because I just beat them.
Yeah. Speaking of human beings.
Yes.
We watched.
Arrietty.
Yeah. The Secret Garden of Arrietty.
It's fine.
Which is another. Miyazaki movie.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it too. It didn't have
the ending was sad though.
Yeah, it was sad.
I feel sort of spoiled by the way the resolution wraps up in such a nice pretty bow for the other ones. Because this was kind of like, oh. But like
I kinda wanted to see that little house. Also, I love the English translations of the words of the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's so on the nose.
The English translation of the song lyrics for the end sequence especially are so funny.
Tiny girl.
I'm a 14-year-old girl.
Yes.
I am beautiful. It's really
I love
funny.
It. No, it was a great Ghibli movie as all of them.
I
Not
liked
my
it.
It's like top six, seven.
That's fair. I thought it was cute. I do really like that they call humans human beings.
I know. I didn't get that at first. I was like, I'm stupid. I'm so silly.
Human beans.
Human beans. Yeah, so I love funny. That. I was thinking toe beans, like from Cats.
Yeah, no. Human beans. Okay, do we want to talk about what we're talking about today?
Yes.
So it's been a while since we've done an Am I the Asshole episode, so I figured we would revisit that. But also, Aaron and I love this subreddit called No Stupid Questions.
It's like new, not new.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty popular.
It's like a new ask Reddit, or like it's the new hotness.
I think because people are aware that Am I the Asshole gets flooded with fake stories.
God, they're so fucking fake.
People are kind of moving to different, yeah, like similar subreddits.
Which totally makes sense.
And No Stupid Questions has some really interesting discourse in
sometimes
there.
Sometimes wild.
It feels a little bit like getting advice from like your uncle or your cool aunt.
Sometimes people get really great advice.
Yeah, which is nice.
We also,
obviously Reddit's a really toxic place sometimes, yeah, but sometimes it's cool.
Also, our local Reddit subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone,
mm-hmm,
check out your local subreddits, I guess.
Like, I don't know if we're just lucky because the Tucson subreddit is so cool.
It's like not bad.
There's like pretty good advice in there about sometimes, food.
And then of course we have the classic old person being racist.
Awful.
Yeah.
Like it did
no
make
homophobia
me
yet.
It did make me feel good though that that person posted that and got fucking dogpiled immediately.
Listen,
which
I
was like, I feel like that's a green flag. Yeah.
Bop, bop,
yes.
Bop. Yeah, they really did though.
Wap. Okay, do we want
to
do Am I the Asshole first or No Stupid Questions first?
Let's do No Stupid Question. Well, which one do you think is better? I wish we had a D20 in here.
Do you want me to flip a coin? Oh, I do have a D20.
Okay.
We'll do odds and evens.
Yep.
So evens are what?
Evens are No Stupid Questions. Wow.
Nice. I rolled a
7. Am I the Asshole? It is.
Perfect.
Are we rolling our dice? Are we raw dog and rolling our dice? Or we got people got dice towers? What are we using? I use a dice tower.
I like my little tray. I have a little dice tray that I really like.
I always
like.
Roll them out. I love watching people. It's so funny watching how people roll their dice.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people are like, they're at the fucking craps table just fucking.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting, people's technique, because some people just like drop them.
Yeah, I don't
which
know.
Which I don't relate to.
I don't like relate to do it a little either. Oh, no, good, you got to mix it up.
Yeah,
you got
to little
get the vibes in there.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, fuck, son of a bitch.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. I
yeah,
really
you
didn't.
Did.
No, I really didn't. I'm dead serious.
No,
no,
you did.
Just because I'm laughing at it.
Liar.
Doesn't mean I did it on purpose. No. I didn't. That's how I shake up the dice.
Yeah.
Why? How else?
That's
not a shaker. It's not a maraca.
That's a classic. Like, you have to know that you can't make that hand move on the internet.
Well, I also, I am confound within my environment that I exist.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I'll shake my dice like a little maraca from now on, a little shaker.
Yeah, do that. I like to, like, in my little palm, just...
No,
and then flip.
No, I'm like,
I do like a little or in a flip or a and then I just like let them go. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why your dice be rolling so shit though.
Excuse?
I don't know if you're just nice to us when we play, but
I do fudge dice roll sometimes if it's necessary to keep you guys from being, you know, a little bit too in danger. Also, oh my God. Did you hear that? That's my belly.
I didn't hear
it. It sounded like a fart, but it wasn't a fart.
As the person who edits our videos, I feel like as more time goes on, I don't know if maybe the mics are better,
yeah,
but I'm finding myself, I'm having to cut out a lot more, let's just say mouth noise. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what that's about. Oh, you have nothing to be sorry for. Sometimes you make a noise and I'm like, how did you make that sound?
I don't know.
You'd be a good beatboxer, I think.
Oh, okay. I read this one the other day, and I think it's a good one.
Well, I want you to tell me about it then, obviously. This is microdose of natural caffeine. Mm-hmm. Can we just call it a dose? Why isn't it
a joke?
Oh. I'm going to do my stuff.
Wah. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Tell me for story time.
This says, am I the asshole for telling my dad it isn't the thought that counts? Okay, so this says, I'm fully prepared to be called the asshole.
Okay.
My dad has this habit of offering to get you something and then bringing back something else or a different version of the same thing. He won't call and ask you what else you want if the item isn't there. He'll just assume you'll be fine with whatever he gets. A few weeks ago, he went out shopping for groceries as my mom was away. She had put her favorite dip on the shopping list and wrote down exactly what brand it was. Dad couldn't seem to find the dip and so decided to grab a random green dip and hope for the best. When I pointed out that the dip mom wanted was on the shelf above, he grabbed it and seemed shocked that he didn't see it. Can we talk about this phenomenon really quick?
It's the DoorDasher.
Or the, yeah, the Instacart shopper thing. I've never used Instacart.
Me neither. I'm scared. I would be way too scared at this point.
We have done grocery store pickup, like during quarantine.
Yeah.
During the height of the pandemic. But we've never done Instacart. And I have heard terrible things.
So many bad things.
But always it's, if I get a male Instacart shopper, I cancel my order immediately. Like, that's what people say.
Yeah.
Because they'll do stuff like this.
Oh, the thing.
Where that- they like. They don't have it. And like, yes, they do. You just didn't look for it.
That hot take we saw of like men not actually being natural leaders.
Yes. So real. I feel like that's so true. Like not detail oriented, not quick to adapt.
Not really empathic normally.
No, not really very good in a crisis. Actually act quite rationally ruled by their emotions and their egos usually.
Which is funny because then they say that.
It's always a projection. It's always a projection. Because they hate it about themselves. So they say that everybody else is that way. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
It's you. Anyways. Things like this are a regular occurrence and we kind of expect it.
That's such a bummer.
Oh, things like this are a regular occurrence and we kind of expect to get something different whenever he offers to get us something. He never reads the containers or bottles and just grabs stuff at random most of the time. It just feels like he's doing it on purpose.
Why even offer to go?
It feels like weaponized incompetence.
But also, right? He's like doing it and then expecting praise for it after, or like
I think so,
like a good old boy.
I don't know.
But also, like, don't do it. Like, also, yes. If someone puts a if you just tell me like you need ketchup,
yeah,
okay, fine. Like that's kind of like
sure. Maybe I know that's a brand amorphous.
But like, if I put like, get me Ken's fucking ranch,
yes,
and someone brings me Hidden Valley,
I'm gonna cry.
Those are not the same.
Yes,
I'm not eating the Hidden Valley. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not.
I know that this is a me thing too, but this is. Like, very much the way that my neurodivergency works is when I have my heart set on a particular food or, like, a thing that I'm really expecting it to be a certain way, and then it's not that way, full meltdown.
I know we, full just, meltdown. I know we just talked about marriage isn't hard, but that part of our marriage is hard. Because once you've decided, like, God forbid, God forbid that place is fucking closed. Let that place be fucking closed.
Meltdown.
We're not fucking eating. You are many things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to food and not pivoting, not in the room. Do not exist.
It's really hard for me. I think it's,
and it's fine.
It's a sensory thing.
Totally. But I agree with
it. It's also because I have the problem where like my body, like my bodily impulses will just disappear. Oh, so sometimes I won't realize that I'm hungry until like 3 hours passed when I should have started having the conversation about where we
are. Yeah. I think for me, it's the, like, I think I piss like 6 times to your 1.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Chronically dehydrated.
Like, sometimes I'm like,
speaking of which,
I will not have seen you gone to the bathroom. It doesn't matter. This is not a conversation for the pod. It doesn't even matter.
But no, like, I do very much do that where like my natural bodily functions just cease to exist sometimes.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't. I'm not doing it.
Mind control.
I'm not. That's the thing. It just does.
That's the magic.
Yeah.
That's your sparkle.
That's my sparkle. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, last night my dad called me and asked if I wanted anything from the liquor store as he was grabbing some wine. I said, can you please get me brand in raspberry flavor, please?
Okay, this is even more egregious than now.
He brings home the pineapple flavor.
No, shut the fuck up. No,
he did not. And only realizes it's wrong when I point it out.
It's different colors. Also, liquor is the most obvious like, they'll probably put the fucking fruit on there.
Yeah. Pineapple and raspberry?
Aren't even the fucking same ballpark.
Also, this is likely a like a hard seltzer or something.
Most death, that's what I was thinking.
And like White Claws especially have like the colored tabs on the top.
You can't mistake
it. It says
them.
It really aggressively on the front. And if it's like a 6 or 12 pack of one flavor, it's like the right color on the outside. It's very obvious.
Also, the fact that like he's getting close to the right thing.
Yes.
But not the right thing.
Uh-huh.
But it also, feels intentional. Why is he asking then? What, if he's being mean, he would just do it. Or is it more mean to ask and then get it wrong?
Yes. It definitely is.
Because I would almost rather you just not give me anything.
Yes. I think that's kind of...
Is that where we're going?
Probably. Sorry. No, you're fine. Oh, and he also got annoyed when I didn't want to drink it because I dislike pineapple. He tells me it's the thought that counts even if he fucked up.
It's not.
That's when I told him that this isn't the thought that counts when you repeatedly get the wrong thing. This started a mini argument where I had to explain to him that he needs to actually take the time to make sure that he gets the right thing and call us if he can't get it. I seem to have hurt his feelings and he told me I was being ungrateful and rude. Yeah.
And they said they're ready to be the asshole?
Yeah, they said they're fully anticipating being called the asshole.
No.
I don't think they're the asshole at all.
I don't think they're the asshole at all. Because, in fact, also,
like, too, their dad's the asshole.
It's not like dad is going and, like, not getting it either. He's like, oh, I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. He's literally, like, because also, too, if you're buying the same type of thing but in a different flavor, like, they're all going to be together.
Clearly it was there, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like.
Well, and the thing, too, I recognize that grocery stores will not have stuff or liquor stores or whatever. Sometimes sure. they run out, right?
Sure.
But that happens, like, once in a blue moon.
Especially like something pot, like I find it hard to believe yes. we were getting something so
yeah.
wildly
like niche.
Yes.
You look like you're wearing a little toga.
I would like to think I always, what show is it from where they have a little swan?
Oh, isn't that White Chicks?
Is it? I don't know. I love
that. Well, that was a joke about something else, actually, I think.
I don't know.
I don't remember where the original White Swan thing came from, but.
I don't either.
Regardless. The thing that gets me, though, is that like, if this happened once in a blue moon, the store was probably actually out of it, right?
Totally.
But if it's
totally.
Every time you go to the store, it's because you're not looking.
And with different items.
In which case, just don't get me anything then, because you clearly don't care enough
yes.
to be committed. Like, you're offering to do this thing, but only so much so as long as it's, like, perfectly convenient for you. But the moment mm-hmm. that you have to, like, actually use your eyeballs
yeah.
to find the right thing, then you don't care enough. So, like, you just it's don't so care rude. Enough to get me something, and that's
yes.
fine.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's like when certain people in our life would try and gift us things.
Yes.
I know.
You're so right.
I know.
It is.
This is two episodes back to back. Can you say that one more time for my small
You're
little
so
ego?
You're so right, Pumpkin.
Thank
You're
you.
You're so
I'm
right.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I hate that. Never mind. I immediately ick. Immediately ick. Never mind. I could never be married to a trad wife. Oh, God. I hate it. Ugh. I'm glad I'm wearing my safety blanket.
No, you are right, though, because that's the same energy.
It just because it's like the thing. It's like because one, also two, they're telling you, but it's like. It's like when someone thinks they know you and they so clearly don't mm-hmm. fucking know you.
Yes.
Or maybe they know like a surface level of you.
Yeah.
But like they don't
Not
know
Not enough
you.
Though.
Like that'd well, be like gifting me a fucking like, I don't know, like
grill
gun
accessories.
Ammo. No, I'd love, well, I don't like grill anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be like grill accessories. Yeah.
Or like I don't know, like a game for a console, like a game console
that would
that
make,
you don't
I'd
have.
Be like, I'd like.
Thanks.
Ugh, also, I don't do gifts anyways, really. But anyways.
No, yeah.
But anyways, yeah. It's just because it's more hurtful than anything. Because it's like yes. you're just accentuating, highlighting the fact
yeah.
that the you don't know. But also, too, if someone tells you what to get exactly.
Well, yeah, that's because that's what is the thing for me is that you're offering to get me something, but you don't care enough to actually get me something.
Yeah.
It would be like, this is why I called it weaponizing competence, because it reminds me of when people will post these arguments about how, like, you know, I asked my husband to do the laundry and he put all the laundry together and so now my clothes are stained. And he's like, what? I still did the laundry.
Give me no. my fucking kudos. Like, no,
no.
you fucked it up.
Like, you did not actually. You only offered to do the thing mm-hmm. so that you could get praise for doing the thing and so that mm-hmm. you could, like, pat yourself on the back for being yes. a good person, but like you did it wrong and now you've like made it worse
but
because
you've made
before
more work.
Like I you know I wasn't anticipating any like I'm assuming it was a White Claw, right? I wasn't anticipating having any White Claw, but then you got me all excited to get a raspberry one and now I have a pineapple one that I can't drink. So now I'm even more upset than if I just didn't
yes.
have something in the first place.
Yes.
Like I was fine without it, but you offered to get me something, you got yes. me the wrong thing. Why did you do that? I would be so mad, especially if this happened religiously. It would be one thing. Obviously, we know that I'm a bad sample size because I get very upset about like things not being what I wanted. Anyways, but if this happened repeatedly, I would be so upset.
I'd be beside myself.
I would be really sad, actually. I'd probably cry. Like I would just start crying eventually.
It's just mean. And like, don't do that to the people. Also, this is their dad.
Yeah.
Or.
Because it's one thing for it to be an accident. Right?
Of course.
Like
absolutely.
That's happened before where like I've asked you to pick up food or something yeah. and then you'll order me something that's like just like ever so slightly mm-hmm. wrong or like, oh God, the worst. This happens to me all the time. Well, to us when we go to like Taco Bell or whatever and it's always my food that gets fucked up or they forget.
Never.
Like I'll order chips and cheese as my little side and
it's
they always forget it.
It's never my food.
And no.
I don't even do anything different,
like,
I swear.
Even when that happens, it's no one's fault, but I'm like so upset.
I can't believe that like more than once. Literally more yeah. than once, beef and cheddar from Arby's. Tell me why we get home, we open that sandwich, it's beef and beef.
Why?
Why are they beefing
How
on
did
us
that
like
even
that?
Happen?
Like what kid?
How did that happen?
Like the beef and cheddar.
Beef, cheddar.
It's the
cheddar comes out of a squeezy tube. It's a button. It's nacho cheese.
Also, no.
You
offense.
Open the pre-made beef sandwich. You take the bun off, and you put the cheddar in it.
Who?
How did that? Once is a mistake. Twice is bad luck. More than that is like, this is vindictive. A conspiracy.
I want to know what Calista 2 is so bad, because I had to go back in there and ask them for, like, can I have some cheese on my beef and beef? Like, also, no shame if anyone's getting, is anyone ordering beef and beefs? Most people probably aren't even ordering at Arby's anyways.
Yeah.
But like,
I have a special spot in my heart for Arby's,
like,
okay?
I know they have the meats, like, clearly. Yeah. But like, but we need more than just the meats.
They're supposed to have condiments on them. Yeah, that happens to me a lot. But if someone was doing this to me repeatedly because they just straight up didn't care, I would lose it.
I would be so upset.
I would too. Okay, let's talk about some of the stuff from, we'll come back to Am I the Asshole. Let's talk about something from No Stupid Questions now.
Speaking of, I forgot something.
Beef and beef. You can't forget about your putty. Putty.
Okay, I have show and tell. I forgot. Okay, so I have this now.
Yes.
This is Crazy Aaron's. I wish I'd come up with this. This is Crazy Aaron's putty. I think it's in our Amazon storefront.
It is.
Wow, it is so satisfying. Look, it's got like two little...
cute little boobies.
Little boobies. Okay,
I have one of these linked in our Amazon storefront. It's not this one, because this one is chronically out of stock. I literally had to Google... What is this called?
Oh,
Crazy Aaron's Angry Putty Hothead. If you want this one specifically, because it gets firmer the more that you squeeze it. And so it's good for Aaron because he has apparently a death grip.
I got grippers. This is a house of grippers.
He's popped many Neato nice cubes.
I have not popped them. They just get air in them. This thing, this is fun. So this is our beef and beef.
Yes.
This is my beef and beef. Oh, thank you.
Your little.
But the great thing is too with this is you can... I feel like I'm on a... Oh, God. I wish I could be like... I think...
Twist it.
What happened?
Pop it.
What happened to Vince? It was Vince and Billy Mays. ShamWow. Mm-hmm. Billy Mays was ShamWow. What did
Wait,
Vince
Wait,
isn't sell?
Vince a terrible person,
I
actually?
Think Vince is actually a really terrible person. Or something bad happened. Or... I don't know.
I know that Billy Mays died. From, like, died. I don't remember. But I know Billy Mays died in a sort of tragic way. And I think Vince is a terrible person.
I think so, too. But yeah, the great thing about this... Neato's, you can't do this. So watch. Watch this. Watch what I'm going to do. So say you have a friend.
Mm-hmm. Now there's two.
They're like little tendies.
Can I get play with it?
Yeah.
Oh, now I can play with it together.
So I will say I don't really notice the squeeze, like the harder per se.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You go ahead.
No.
I can't tell if it's just me though, or you can tell that it gets harder. Is it?
In contrast with the other putties,
because
we have one that is like the running water one, which is a little bit sticky, actually.
I don't like the sticky. See,
if you're sensitive, because this doesn't leave a residue at all.
I can,
it's not stinky.
Look what I can do. This isn't an advertisement. I wish
it's
we were getting paid.
Yeah, no.
I just like this, and I think you guys will like this too. Someone in our Discord recommended it.
Yes,
and
shout out to them.
Honestly, they were 100%
excellent
spot on.
Rec. But yeah, this doesn't have like, because slime is a troublesome texture for me sometimes because it leaves a residue on your hands and it's like a little bit squeaky. Also, she's a bit stinky slime. This doesn't smell like anything.
I really, what we're about to start doing is I'm just going to have like a sensory... We're just going to have a portion of the show that's a sensory thing.
Yeah.
And you can play with it however you want, but I hate the way that you're doing it right now.
Why?
But like, we'll just have a portion of the show that's just like sensory stuff. If you guys have sensory toys recommendations,
yes.
And I'll rate them. Because this one's a 10 out of 10.
This is a
10 out of 10.
I think it's a 9 out of 10.
And it's also on different levels. So, okay. So there's no film. Like, I'm not getting anything stuck on my hand, which is a huge
I will say, when you touch it, the feeling of it is like, oh, this is going to leave a film on my hand.
And then it doesn't.
And then it doesn't.
It's like magic.
But that's why it's a 9 for me. Because I sometimes struggle with the texture of it.
Also, you can make also the sparkles, because I was like, oh, this is a fucking nightmare. I was like, if this gets sparkles on me, I'm throwing this away. This is going straight in the trash.
It doesn't.
But it doesn't get sparkles anywhere. And you can really, like, I've made rings out of this thing.
Yeah.
I've made hot, like, pigs in a blanket buns. Like, if you had no blank pig in there. So I made just the blanket, like this. So you just stick your finger in there.
What else did you stick in there?
Nothing. If it was you probably would.
Yeah.
No fucking doubt.
Yeah, I would.
Wear like a little hat. You could probably make a little hat for this.
I want you to know somebody left a comment on that episode of the podcast saying that if they had a wiener, they would dress it up in a little butler outfit and name it Reginald. And I felt very seen by that.
That's really good. I feel like I'm almost underutilizing my wiener now.
I think
I'm not
so
dressing
too.
It up at any point.
I think so too. You should start dressing it up just for funsies.
Okay. That'd be like an OnlyFans option, right? Like we could just have a little.
Sure.
Little...
You know what's disturbing?
Oh, tell me.
Even though our platform is mental health specific and like we try really hard to be very boundaried and safe people.
Yeah.
If you opened an OnlyFans account, the number of people who would sign up is not zero.
Man, I know. Maybe I'll do
that.
Isn't
that a little disturbing?
No, I think I take it as a compliment, actually.
All right, that's fair.
I think that's
nice.
I think
it's just like kind of discordant because our content matters So not that.
I think, well, the I think it could be whatever. I think you want it to be that, but sometimes you just have to embrace it. Also, I don't want to hear it running sex ads on every other.
Talking about sexual education and empowerment is not the same thing as selling pictures of your wiener dressed up as a butler named Reginald, sir.
Would I have to change their name?
Absolutely, you should. Okay. Don't steal somebody else's wiener identity.
I would never.
Theft is not a joke, Jim.
I know. I wouldn't download a car, okay? So anyways. God, these are good.
I know.
Oh, I got a little pocket of air in here. Hold on. Let me see if I can pop it real quick.
Nope. I hate when you think it's going to do a thing. Okay, so yeah. Ooh, that was a good one. If you have a sensory toy or stimming recommendation, let us know. We'll test out some stuff. Maybe we'll have a little segment that recurs on the podcast where we test your guys' sensory recommendations.
Like those things. Okay.
Sir,
If you drop that on the blanket,
I'm going to be so upset.
I'm like a fucking chameleon.
You're stressing me. You're stressing me, Punk. Punky, please.
I have not done this yet with these. We are finding new ways. I feel like it's like a brave new world. Wow. Okay. Do you want me to take it away while you read? Or?
No.
Okay. Do you want me to read?
No.
Okay.
I like reading.
Okay, we'll read away.
Do you want to read?
No, you can read.
Okay.
I feel like I've spent the last six episodes reading.
So this is from No Stupid Questions. It says, what's a truth about friendship that you think should be more widely known? I think we should all know that quality over quantity is key. It's better to have a few close friends who truly understand and support you than a large group of acquaintances. True friends will stick with you through thick and thin. So I'm going to just go through and read some of the top comments.
Oh, okay.
I do think it would be fun for us to share our own answers to this, though.
Yeah.
The top comment on this post says, the friends that you had when you were at your lowest are not the friends you'll keep as you get better. Some people only liked you when you weren't their equal.
Wow. I hate that.
I know, but that's kind of true, I feel.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
Do I just not have any friends really like a lot because I'm at my highest right now? Is that why?
Maybe.
I'm so high.
People are so intimidated by you.
So intimidated.
No, I do feel like this does kind of happen in, like, for me, in like female friendships.
Okay.
Please
expand.
In regards to like body image stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People seem to be fine to be friends with a plus size person if they like say hateful things about themselves.
Yeah.
But if you're like empowered and unbothered by existing in the body that you do.
Yeah.
And like really thoroughly believe that like I'm hot, I deserve good things.
Yeah.
I am like, deserving, you know, worthy and deserving love. And like people want to be in a relationship with me. That like especially like some straight sized people will be very threatened by that. And they like, they don't like that. Like they're happy to have you as the fat friend because they see you as like, oh, standing next to them, I look even hotter.
Oh, that's so fucked.
It's like an insecurity thing.
It's so fucking shitty.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true in that regard. Thankfully, I don't think, what?
Oh, there's a hair. I can see it. It's
yeah, right. I know. It's driving me nuts. It's right there. Oh, thank you.
You got it. Whew. You should put on a little goose fur, and then we could wait and see.
Start a wig like that person on TikTok. And see
how long it takes for us to have a little.
Have you seen that person on TikTok?
That dresses up their goose?
No.
Oh.
They have an account that's only dedicated to cataloging the hair that they take out of the shower, like when they wash and brush their hair and stuff, and out of their hairbrush, and they've just been saving it since like 2020. And they have like basically like pretty close to a wig at this point. It's like a lot of hair. They count them, put them up on a little double stick tape in their bathroom.
How do I feel about that?
They have like a whole, it's like probably the width of my arm.
How do we feel about that?
I admire the dedication, honestly.
I admire too. I mean, we could have a, the way your hair falls out, we could have a wig in an afternoon. We could have a wig in one, yeah.
Yeah. I got lots of hair.
What else are the other comments?
Okay, I'm reading. They take work, and simply liking someone and them liking you is not enough for a good long-term close friendship. You both have to be there when you need each other.
Oh.
Someone can be a friend, but suck so hard at providing any sort of comfort, help, and warmth that you're better off keeping those ties light at best.
I think that's such a great point, too, because I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry for trauma dumping on you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what friends are. I was like, you're not. That's what I was like, if we were in line at a fucking Arby's,
yeah, if you were like
looking
a stranger
for a beef and beef, and you dumped that on me unannounced,
that would feel like trauma dumping.
That would be trauma dumping.
Yeah.
But I was like, just sharing your thoughts and feelings with me is not.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something to be embarrassed or ashamed of.
Just updating me about your life, honestly. Yeah. It's not like people need to go into grotesque or gratuitous detail, but just being truthful about like, no, actually, I'm not doing good is not trauma dumping.
Have we talked about the boundaries thing and stuff?
Yes. On,
yeah, with the friends.
Yeah,
because I really feel like it's like that a lot of times where like we so effectively
yep.
like closed, like the experience has become so individualized.
Yes.
That yeah. like we're not.
We weaponize boundaries sometimes.
Yeah.
To and I enforce think, a hyper individualism.
Yeah.
And very like, American.
Also, that's how it is very American. Yay.
Yay. Capitalism.
But yeah, I really feel that. I feel because also I think that's the other thing too is not everyone is always going to be the same level of.
No.
I mean, when we talk about that too, obviously dating other people and stuff like.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets the same level of. Each relationship is different.
Intensity or like, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing, I feel like this has come up a lot for me in my life and my friendships because I'm always the supporter. I'm always the person who people will reach out to because they need something or they want something. But then when I have something going on in my life, I get the
crickets.
Sucks. Anyways.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. That genuinely. Sucks. It's a like a real problem that I've had to like address in my late 20s.
I think it's hard.
Like no longer putting up with that behavior.
It's hard too because you can't like, it's like the hard thing. It's like where the communication comes into, I think.
Yeah.
I was so convinced one time.
Hmm.
I hope it's okay for me to share this story, but my bestest best bud, they were talking about a bachelor party and they had recently gotten engaged.
Oh, yes.
And they were talking about a bachelor party and they're gonna have it in another city over and like yada yada yada.
Yeah.
And I was like, my impression was that this was their bachelor party
and you weren't invited
and I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
And I literally came home and I told Mickey, I was like, I'm not friends with them anymore. Like this is high school shit.
Aaron was
like,
so
fuck that fugly slut.
So mad.
I'm not fucking
Regina
friends with them
George,
anymore.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I was like, I don't care. Like I'm never talking to them again.
Mm-hmm.
But my Mickey grounded me in that moment.
Yeah.
And said, you know, maybe just ask, you know, because also it was crazy that you would talk. I was like, damn, because I've like sometimes I'm like, you know, we're not as good of friends as I think we are.
Yeah.
And then I was like that moment right there. I was like, damn,
you kind of
like,
got gut punched.
That's the fucking I guess, you know, when you're it's like that thing when you're fearful or like you tell yourself like, oh, they don't actually like me. Or we're not actually friends. Or like
yeah.
I've like concocted this whole thing in my head about how we're actually closer than we actually are.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, the fucking the thoughts.
Yep.
The thoughts are winning.
My insecurities are being validated right now and I don't like it.
Yeah. And so I saw them the next time I saw them and I was like, hey, so quick question, like what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, it's for my friend.
Yeah, it's
like
not
so
my
nonchalantly. And I was like, woo. That's crazy because we almost just weren't friends. And I wasn't even going
to
tell you why. But also, that is my super not great trait. Sometimes
very
a great trait.
Very Sagittarian of you.
But yeah, I
scorched
really.
Scorched earth so fast.
And with little remorse. Normally, I'm sad about it later. But in the moment, it feels great.
Yeah, you're quick to cut. Surgically excise.
Oh my god. And you won't even know it.
Life.
You won't even know that shit either.
No.
You just like, damn, that's crazy. Aaron just disappeared. Like,
yeah. I wonder what happened. Yeah, there's just no explanation about it.
Yeah. How are you doing over there with yours?
I'm enjoying myself.
I got this perfect little.
Nice. I'm noticing that. Got a little tubey.
Little tube. It looks like, oh, it could be like a little pig mouth.
Okay, this says, not every friendship breakup needs a closure. Sometimes people are too caught up within themselves to acknowledge and realize that they were toxic and in the wrong. For the sake of one's own peace of mind, I learned to accept that fact and just move on with life.
Mm.
I feel like that's very good advice.
Like not every friend that you doesn't need closure?
Every friend breakup doesn't need closure. Which
honestly?
I think is so true. Because as a person who will fucking talk shit to death, like... I also have.
Oh yeah, this reminds me.
I've gotten advice from a friend.
a friend
who's currently still a friend.
Yes.
About how sometimes people need to invent this story about you and about your interactions and like this whole thing in order to avoid having to look at themselves in the mirror. And yes, I see a little star. But it's a way that people cope with the fact that they're uncomfortable with themselves. And so like as uncomfortable as it is to have people misunderstand you or to feel like if you would just listen, you would get it.
Oh, like if you could explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sometimes it does not matter how effectively you explain something. People are committed to seeing themselves in a particular way.
Yeah.
And will fabricate this whole story about themselves and your relationship and the friendship and all this stuff in order to make themselves feel like they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know? And like that's not your obligation to correct. Like,
to
just
own.
Let them believe that.
Yeah.
Just let them. Like, the whole let them perspective about life is so freeing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like,
honestly,
I know for a fact that there are people who have my name in their mouth, like, publicly and enjoy talking shit about me. And, like,
Let them.
Okay. That's fine. You can make stories. You can talk shit about me if you want to. Like, it doesn't matter. It affects my life 0%, you know? It's not my obligation to fix it. You're a better person
than I.
Well, but I think that's the thing, though, is that, like, being caught up in it steals my joy.
Yeah.
And, like, my ability to be present now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have limited time and bandwidth, too, quite honestly. So,
I know. I want to focus that on the things that.
On the people that I am, like, in happy, healthy relationships with, you know? Not on trying to correct somebody who needs also to make up a story.
It just feels like that thing too. I sometimes, as we're sitting here playing with this, I feel like we're doing like fucking talk, like a little kid.
Yeah, we're doing play therapy right now. We're doing
play therapy right now. I feel like a little glass blower too. I don't know. I just like making little shapes.
I love
this
that.
This one's not great.
Look at this one looks like candy now.
I know. They remind me of those roll-ups.
But look, I like that it undoes itself. That's what I was saying about, in contrast to the other putties, this one definitely, it like firms up as you play with it because it bounces back like really.
That's good. Mine just looks like a uvula.
It does kind of, it's like giving spermy. Spermy wormy.
Let's put that away. None of those in this room.
Okay, do you have friendship advice? Or like what's a truth about friendship,
I'm like,
do you think?
I'm not great with friends. I feel like, do I have any friendship advice?
Yeah, maybe your friendship advice doesn't need to be like cut people out of your life surgically when they upset you.
If you do that enough times, then you don't have any friends.
Yeah, you protected your peace so fiercely that you just.
And I think that's a really lesson that, like, because also community is good and important for us as humans.
That's
obviously
true.
Safe community and community yes, that's validating. I think my friendship advice is that, like, and I think this kind of stems from just like being in a relationship with anyone, is that like ultimately at some point, like someone's probably going to hurt your feelings.
Yes.
Someone's going to do inherently, because we can't know everything
about everyone. If I proposed
to you
with
one of these, would you say yes again?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. It's about as big as yours too.
Shut up.
Also, I just realized I left mine at home because I was cleaning my tattoo and put lotion on. But yeah, I think just acknowledging that people in your life are going to inevitably hurt you, but it's like how you deal with it and how you communicate and how you talk about it.
Yeah.
Because like, I very much had the thought that like, I'm not going to talk about this. Like, fuck that bitch. I'm not talking to them ever again. I don't give a fuck. And that's not the right thing to do.
No.
And in fact, that would have been a relationship that I would have severely regretted having in my life.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that I've had a lot of those per se, but I mean, I think there's definitely.
What, relationships that you like having in your life?
Yeah.
Funky.
But I think
that's not entirely.
I think
true.
To some degree too. I think realizing too. I think also too, because I've kind of always been, you know, when you're the, because obviously I know you have you and your best friend who have been buds since you guys were like 3 years old.
Yeah.
But like I've always kind of been like the third person in the like the two best bud group. You
the
know,
one who walks behind on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
The worst.
And so
feeling.
Like that's just kind of like been my experience for most of my life. Like I've never been like the.
The best friend.
I don't think,
which is a terrible feeling.
And then sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I have been and I just haven't realized it, you know?
That's fair.
And so now I'm like, actually, have I been wrong about that too? But I don't think so.
Don't gaslight yourself, punk.
I know, I really could. But yeah, I think not every relationship needs the same level of investment.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or like not every friendship is going to be the same.
Yes.
Level
but that
of,
doesn't make them like not worthwhile or valuable.
Yeah, no, of course. No, and that's what I'm saying too, because if you don't keep, if you only keep, well, good, I'm glad you're agreeing with me.
Okay.
If you only keep the relationships in your life that like are the most serious and in depth, then like you don't have anything else to.
I feel like Damien from Mean Girls, when him and Janice are like being the art freaks at the table.
Yeah. Does it look like I have a Fu Manchu?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Oh, really?
Hold on. I want to make a little, like, face mask shape out of this.
Oh, it's giving The Office when... Oh, Punk, put it on your face. Put it on your face. You look like a luchador. Show the camera, please. Well, these are amazing.
It's a little stinky.
Yeah, they don't smell great.
When it's surrounded them on your face, I don't think I like... I feel like Dwight from The
I feel
Office.
Like we're going to break out in the sections where... Oh, my God. One of my hairs came out.
Oh, I know. My skincare routine is fucked now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Just have fun. Just having fun. Look, guys, it's like $15.
Yeah.
Look how much fun we've had for $15. My face feels disgusting.
I know. I'm like, yuck. Ew.
Bad idea.
There's a mistake. You're a bad influence.
I am. Absolutely, I am. But yeah, I think that's the, I think not that's all friends. Away. Also, it's okay to have like acquaintances. It's okay to have really deep friendships where you can.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how to make friends. Don't know. Still haven't figured that out on my own. Don't ask me about building community.
Not
don't know
how true. To do that on my own. Aaron's being a pessimist.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling my I just know my
you know your truth.
My realm of possibilities. Oh my god, look at those. Those are good. It looks like I don't know what it looks like. Okay, that's kind of cool though. Look, it's a snail. It's very snail-esque.
It is snail-esque. Look at his little
snailical
eyes.
This episode has so effectively devolved.
We are children. What's my friend advice?
Did you give some already? No. Yeah, what is your friend advice, genuinely?
Because
you've had all kinds of up and goes and downs and lefts and rights.
I know. Yeah, I've had. Well, that's the funny thing, too, is that, like, I have had my closest, bestest friend since we were children. Yeah. We met when we were, like.
I love listening to you guys talk.
I know.
It's my favorite.
She's so easy to talk to. Like, we just.
You can just tell you guys have been friends for, like.
Yes, like, genuinely the sister I never had.
Literally.
For real. Yeah. So, I wonder if she would ever want to be on the pod. I'm going to ask her about that.
I don't know.
I feel like she would actually have a lot of interesting and fun things to say. But I've had that friend for, like, my whole life. And then I have my friend that I met in high school that we have gone through, like, mm-hmm. phases with.
Yes.
Also,
I think that's another thing, too, is, like, just because you fall out with a friend doesn't mean they'll show back up in your life.
Yes.
Or, like, you might be surprised.
Yes.
Because also, that's the other thing, too, I remind myself, too, is that in the same way that I've grown, I'm so sorry to cut you off a little bit, but
you,
just, I just
you did read, cut me off,
I'm
but
sorry.
It's okay.
But just thank in the way that, like, it. You yourself grow,
yeah.
I think sometimes we forget that other people, well, hopefully, fuck, yeah. Will also grow as well. Yes. And so, like, if you cut someone off when you were younger, then yeah. like they might be, they and hopefully
yeah.
in theory are a different person now. And like sometimes it is worth it to give them, yeah. you know, like not
you
a second
like cautious,
chance.
Cautious, you know,
yes,
and
of course.
Safe about it. But like there's no harm in exploring. Yeah. Like maybe we both have just grown and changed, which is exactly yeah. what happened
and
with me and my friend, you
oh
know.
God, did I just hit a button?
No.
Okay. But sometimes, you know, in a good way and obviously sometimes, yeah. but yeah.
Yeah. I think Sorry. For me, I have had to learn the lesson the hard way again and again and again and again that people who are, I'm trying to phrase this kindly because yeah. I just know that if I phrase it the way that I want to, that our comment section is going to be lit up with people being intentionally obtuse. But
the internet does do that.
I've had to learn the lesson again and again that when people, like especially people who have no prior friendships, people who have no other relationships or connections or sources of support in their life
yeah.
and are also the person who is constantly, you know, like ER 911, I need your help. Okay. I'm in crisis. I need you right now. I need you to support me. Mm-hmm. I need help. I need help. I need help. But like don't do anything to help themselves and are never seemingly capable of like reaching out or diversifying their support or utilizing any other formal resources to support themselves. Like those people are using you. Those people are using you. And as much as you want to be kind and supportive and like validating that my, like for me, you know, I had to learn the lesson, like my purpose on earth is not to be the support person.
No, you're not.
In
I know.
Everyone's
yes.
lives,
yes.
especially when that person is committed to not changing. Yeah. So much so that they're going to just continue, like you become like life support for this person.
Genuinely.
You know, like I've had so many of those friends in my life where like I told myself, you know, oh, well, they're just going through a rough patch, like they'll get better. Right. And then years go by and like the rough patch never ends. It's just like me consistently saving them from themselves
and
from
like
their own
decisions,
their own like patterns of self-destruction that I become apparently like the person who saves them from disaster, you
and
know, and like in my younger part of my life, it was definitely an ego thing of like, oh, I'm so helpful, I'm so nice, like look
I can
at me,
fix everyone, kind
yes.
of
yes. And then as I got older, I was like, well, I don't want to be mean, I want to be kind, and like you know, I don't want, I know what it feels like to be abandoned.
Yeah,
I don't want someone to feel like
to
I'm
feel
abandoning
the same
them.
Way. Yeah,
you know, but like there is a healthy way to say I can't abandon myself in order to be here for you. If being your friend requires me to abandon myself, then this is not a healthy relationship.
I think that applies
that's
to like all relationships. Yeah. No, honestly,
you know?
Though. Because also, I think that's the thing, too, just like with like your, I don't know what it is about when people find out you're a therapist, you know, like, yeah,
that's, I, people ask me all the time, like, what that's like. Bad. It's spooky. I've had people admit openly to, like, intentionally targeting me, and, like, seeking me out, yeah, because they saw that I was a therapist and they couldn't afford therapy. So they wanted me to be their friend so that they could try to get, like, pseudo therapy through me. Like, more than once.
Like, is that not the most fucked up shit you've ever heard?
More than once. That'd I've had someone admit that openly, on purpose, to my face.
Yeah.
That they did that to me.
That'd be like driving your car into a bay at a mechanic shop and being like, oh, come on, I know the owner. Like, you guys are going to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, who are you?
What?
Yeah.
It's so
spooky. It's predatory.
And dehumanizing when people do that.
Also, too, because that, like,
yeah. Which also when people are like, you're so private. Like, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've had people put me through the ringer, and like a relationship and friendship that I thought was real turned out to be like you just transactionally using me. Yeah.
Also, like, you want people to tell you their deepest, darkest secrets at a party. Just tell them you're a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, I never would have guessed.
Spilling their guts. It's very disarming.
How could it not be?
It's not. That was a good one. Good pop. Yeah. That's not my favorite thing. And I've had to set some really intentional boundaries about how I make friends and how I show up in those friendships and like the expectations that I have of myself, mm-hmm, of like, what does a good friend actually look like? You know,
what does a good friend actually look like?
I think somebody who's able to be supportive and kind to you without having to abandon themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, if they are able to take care of themselves and be kind to themselves and have their own full and complex and fulfilling life and also be present for you, be supportive of you, be checked in with your life. That's like, to me, what healthy friendship looks like at this point.
I think same, you know? And with that too, I think like the same way you'd be in a relationship with like a spouse or something too, but like they will inconvenience you.
Yes.
You know, and like that's okay.
That's
like,
what being in community is though.
Yeah, and like that's the point, like being friend. And like, I think just like, I think my friendships got better, or like I started understanding friendship better when transactions and stuff, and this is obviously due to my like upbringing and whatnot. Yes. But like, transactions don't need to be so one for one.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be so transparently like, okay, you spent $5.
Mac. Yeah.
You I need to spend back, $5 next. Like no. There's very much an ebb and flow. And it's just like, it's that quiet comfort of, at least to me, of knowing that like, if I do this nice thing for you, like, mm-hmm, I know you're going to reciprocate it.
Yeah.
Like, it might be,
not falling on deaf ears.
It might
me
not
supporting
be
you is not like just,
tomorrow.
Yes.
Or the next day. It might be a month from now, you know, but like, I trust and know that like, you know,
yeah,
you're not out here like trying to get one, you know?
Yeah, no, I can trust that when we support each other or like do favors for each other or like, you know, when I get your coffee, they're like, next time you'll just grab mine, you know?
And it's not
or,
a big
like,
deal.
There's like, roughly speaking, some amount of interplay and like exchange, you know? And then you're right. It doesn't have to be one for one. It's not like, because that for me is like a red flag. When like, you know, if you go get lunch with your friend or whatever, or like going through the drive through is always a dilemma, right? Where you're like,
I'm always just like, I'll do it, I'll get it.
Yeah, but like the friend who is like, okay, so I paid for it, so you Venmo me $7.43.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Like, why?
Yeah. That, and I know that there's a privilege aspect to that, and that's valid. Like, if you do that, I'm not saying that you're a toxic person, but to me that's always like an antenna of like, is this going to become a problem?
Also,
if I paid you $7.40, are you going to hound me for three pennies?
But also, here's that thing, you know? Like, do not just trust me that I'll just like...
Exactly. Like, we don't have to Venmo each other after every transaction. We can just like, you know, next time I'll get it.
Also,
or next time I'll drive.
Is it not like common or like, so anytime, like if someone drives to go get, like get us food or something or whatever, or like one of our friends, like I always just Venmo them more money.
Same.
Like, I don't know, like $5 extra. You're like, they're getting a nice little tip.
Yes.
But also just like, well, gas, wear and tear on your vehicle. Like,
well, yeah. And then
driving, because I don't want to drive.
Yeah. I think it's also strange to me. Like, I just feel weird about like, I'm going to Venmo you $17. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to round it up.
I'm going to give you a 20.
I'll just round. Yeah. Because if I was giving you cash,
I would
just give you a 20.
Yeah. And I would be like, I need you to break that. And
yeah,
like,
no. So for Venmo, I'm like, I'm just going to round it up to like, you know, either the closest dollar or the closest like, I don't know, like even increment in my mind, because I just don't want people to feel like I'm keeping score.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be in friendships where we have to keep score, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I think too, knowing that like, I think the best friends too, in my opinion, are like you can drop some like crazy shit on them.
Yes.
And they're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like obviously like understandably within reason or whatever.
Yeah. No, no, no. We're not talking about trauma dumping on people.
No, no. But just like, you know, they're kind of here for whatever. Like, they're just here for the team.
Yes.
They're just here.
They're, like, here for whatever.
Yeah.
That's how me and my childhood best friend are. And that's the thing, too. Actually, maybe that's my, like, friendship advice.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Is that my best friend and I can go weeks, months.
I think probably close to a year that way. Yeah. A couple times.
Without consciously talking, mm-hmm. you know, outside of, like, maybe sending a TikTok or a reel here and there. But when we have time to meet up with each other, first of all, there's not a resentment there, right? She's busy. I'm busy. We both respect that we have a lot of
grown
plates
adults
that we're spinning.
Yeah.
And so I don't take it personally if we're not able to connect because, like, it's okay. It's not like that. But also that we're just, like, picking up where we left off. Just, like, chit-chatting about life and whatever.
You would never even, updates. Like, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah. No. But also, too, that, like, even, you know, if it has been, like, almost a year when we meet up, she'll be like, oh, hey, how'd that thing turn out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't forget.
Yeah.
She didn't forget.
It was there.
She didn't, like, not care. It's just that we've been busy and we haven't had time to talk about
it.
And
so
she'll pick it back up when we meet up next, you know?
And it's not a big deal.
Like yes. That's the greenest of flags for me, I think, is, like, regardless of whether you're busy or you have demands on your time and attention, there's still, like, an intentional effort there to, like,
remember
see you when you guys have the time and space to, you know?
I think that's mine, too, is, like, that they remember things that you tell them. And I know that seems like a low bar.
Yeah.
But also, like... I
think it, like, matters though.
Yeah. Or just like, oh, hey, yeah, exactly. Like that's
like checking in on stuff.
As I'm reflecting on my relationships, I'm like, that's like definitely standing out.
Because it
to
doesn't
me
bother
too.
Me when people forget little details because I also have ADHD. So like,
oh,
I get that, you know?
Yeah.
But like, we've talked about this before actually that like this is a button for me currently.
Oh, go on. I think I know which one it is.
Like the thing where, you know, like you guys know every Friday I live stream. And so if I repeatedly get reached out to about like, hey, what are you doing on Friday? Hey, what are you doing on Friday? Even though I have been very clear and I've been very upfront and honest and like, you know, given reminders and all these things. Like if after several months you don't remember that on every Friday without fail, I am busy and I know I cannot go get lunch with you in the middle of the day. Like that's hurtful. That's hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, that's not being checked.
It's not
in.
A great sign.
No. I don't think so. I think that's like an act of love to like, you know, file away these things about people's lives that matter.
Also, I feel like especially details and dates, like detail.
Especially
dates.
Because even if you do have like neurodivergency, like I know for me, I'm never going to remember people's birthdays. I put them in my phone.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I find out what somebody's birthday is, I put it in Google Calendar and make an effort to text them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want people to know that I see them.
I think it's sweet.
I would remember if I didn't have fucking doo-doo brain, you know? So
you know a lot of people. That's a lot of birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't got the memory like that. Clearly you don't either.
No, I definitely do not. All right, are you ready to wrap up? I think our play therapy session has come to
logical conclusion. Is my hour up already?
Yes. Sorry, your mommy will put more money in the meter next week.
Put it on there like a little swing.
All right, hold on. Aw, oh, shit.
Fuck.
Now it's going to have gook in it. Little goopy goopies, hairs and things. Oh, yuck. Don't drop your slime, kids.
Don't drop your slimes, kids. Okay. Good slime safety. All right.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yes,
if you like the episode, let us know what your friend advice is or your like truths about friendship. And you can subscribe and leave us reviews and all the things.
Please.
And then we'll see you next week. Okay,
bye.